Last evening, we gave an overview of the territory we're going to be exploring, and I hope a sense of a broad map and a sense of orientation for us to use during this retreat and during our lifelong exploration of this theme of pleasure and pain, if it is useful. Today we are going to pick up one of the threads, one particular thread, and going into it a little bit deeper and making it also a practice for the day. And that theme is Vedana. This Pali word is V-E-D-E-N-A. Vedana. That is translated usually as feeling or feeling tone, but I think that translation is misleading. So I prefer personally translated it as an hedonic tone. Hedonic tone of experience. Hedonic, coming from hedone, is this Greek word that means pleasure. So Vedana would be the hedonic tone of experience. This meaning that every experience we have brings associated or elicits certain pleasantness or unpleasantness or something in between. So every experience that we have in each of the senses organ brings that, elicits that, either it is pleasant or unpleasant or something in between. It can range from really extremely pleasant to extremely unpleasant to something just very mild, pleasant or unpleasant, or something that is sometimes referred as neutral, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And this will happen with everything we see, we smell, we hear, we feel in our body, touch, and even with thoughts. This would happen also with the mind as regarded as a sense organ. So everything that we experience mentally, every image, every thought, would bring associated also a sense of pleasantness, unpleasantness, or something in between. And as I said yesterday, this happens immediately. It's a something almost automatic, immediate, is pre-verbal, so we don't have to make any judgment. It happens automatically. It's a most basic way of evaluating our experience. The most basic way of evaluating experience for an organism. And as I also said yesterday, something that we share with all living beings. All living beings. By the way, this teaching, you can find it in the Satipatthana Sutta, this discourse of the Buddha, in which he offered these four ways of establishing mindfulness, or four areas of our experience and life where we can bring our mindfulness to investigate. And if you teach mindfulness courses, some of you are in in mindfulness teachings, this sutta is the base in which the mindfulness-based interventions are based. So the first of the four foundations of mindfulness is the body. We always start with the body, always as a foundation, as a base. We never leave the body in our progression with the foundations in the Satipatthana. Never leave the body behind. And the second one is this Vedana, this hedonic tone of experience. Very important area in which we have to bring our mindfulness, our investigation. So we all experience this. It's something universal. Right now, for example, right now, if you bring your attention to your body, you will realize that some bodily experiences bring associated a hedonic zone of pleasantness. It may be the sensations in your hands, or the sensations around your eyes, or if you are covering your body with a blanket, the sensations of warmth. The sounds, sound of a bird may be pleasant for some of you. Even the silence, I really find pleasantness in silence. But you may be experiencing a little bit of discomfort in the body, some sensations that bring unpleasantness. If you're not, you may want to bite your tongue a little bit, gently. You will experience immediately the unpleasantness that comes with that experience. I mean, we are experiencing this continuously throughout all sense windows. All the times, most of them unconsciously. It only becomes conscious if it is very intense, so to break through the level of consciousness, then really we become conscious of it, if it is very intense, or if we bring our attention to it, if we bring our mindfulness, which is what the Buddha recommended in the second Satipatthana. I think some of them are universal. All of us share. All of us share that the same experience elicits the same tone of pleasantness or unpleasantness. For example, if you have an injury, you cut your finger or you break a bone, all of us, I believe, will experience that as very unpleasant. So some of them, I believe they are universally shared. But many others are personal or subjective, actually. It depends on the person, on the bodily constitution of the person. For example, I was born in Andalusia, in the Mediterranean coast, a subtropical climate. Nearly subtropical climate, so my body is really used to that and feels the cold here, more maybe than the average Brit. So I'm continually experiencing this unpleasant zone with the cold. Didn't get used to after so many years. So bodily constitution, or the, you know, your personal biography, your previous experiences in life, And also the views you have. The views you have. I remember some of you are, wrapping your body in these blankets, so that has such a pleasant tone. I find it, the touch of it, so soft. Well, at the beginning, I was a coordinator when they were introduced, and I really got a little bit aversive to them. And when I saw them, it was unpleasant sight, just the sight of them, because I was really attached to the old woolen blankets that we had here in Gaia House. Really attached to them, and I thought it was very unfair to retire them because they had holes and, you know, they were old, and to replace them with these synthetic new blankets. And it was that view and that aversion that made the sight bring this unpleasantness. I don't like it. I have to say that I have reconciliated with the blanket, so now I see you wrapping them, and it's very pleasant because I know you're experiencing warmth and it goes there, so I changed. So this actually brings a very interesting very interesting fact around Vedana, that it depends. It depends on the view you have. On the experience, the situation, whatever you are experiencing, the view you have informs the Vedana that's going to bring about. And also your previous experiences in life. So this is a very interesting area of exploration. So yes, very interesting, but so what? Why did the Buddha want us to pay attention to this level of experience, this Vedana? Well, it is really important, really important. It is at this level where many of our problems arise. And also, it is at this level where we can find a deep sense of freedom. What are these problems that can arise at this level? Well, it happens that habitually, when we experience a pleasant Vedana, the normal human reaction is, I want it. I want to get it. I want to get hold of it, to sustain it, for it to continue if I have it. I want to intensify it, or I want to replicate it in the future. With the unpleasant Vedana, the habitual human reaction is, I don't want it. I want to get rid of it. I want to avoid it. I want to destroy the cause of the unpleasant Vedana. Even, I don't want to feel at all. If the aversion is too extreme, the choice may be, I don't want to feel numbness, unconsciousness. If it is neither pleasant nor unpleasant, I'm not interested. Not interested. I don't register it, or I'm not interested, oblivious to it. And this is problematic because many of the things we chase because of the pleasantness they deliver are not that wholesome. as we said yesterday, is going to bring suffering further down the line. Even more, in the pursuit of having pleasant experiences, we may do things that are unwholesome and creating suffering for us and for others. I mean, this is very, very evident in some addictions, for example. Some substance or drug addictions. What an addict can do in order to obtain the substance that is going to deliver the pleasantness or to get rid of the unpleasantness of not having that experience. It can get even to stealing, lying, even killing. But I think the most important issue with this, for me personally, is that the lack of freedom there, that we are not free. We are victim of reactivity, a slave. We are a slave of reactivity. There is a Stoic, very, very famous in the history of Stoicism, because he was also a Roman emperor. In Stoicism, you've got a whole range from a slave, Epictetus, one of the best Stoic teachers. He was a slave, from a slave to an emperor, Marcus Aurelius. So Marcus Aurelius put it very beautifully. He said, "We dance like puppets on the strings of our impulses. We dance like puppets on the strings of our impulses." Just check if that is true for you at times. And what I said with pursuing, you know, trying to get the pleasant, happens inversely with the unpleasant. The habitual normal reaction is just to push it away, not to want it. And that also creates problems, because some unpleasant experiences are wholesome or bring about wholesome things for us and for others. And also because of not trying to get to experience that unpleasantness, we may also engage in unwholesome activities. And again, in the end, it's lack of freedom. So for the Buddha, it was very important to bring attention to this. In his teaching of dependent origination, for him, this was the Vedana was the first link in the chain of reactivity. Now, there is a contact with an object in whatever sense organ. There is a contact, there is a Vedana, this hedonic feeling tone associated with the object, the contact with the object, and then there is a reactivity to it, either craving if it is pleasant, or aversion if it is unpleasant. And it is this reactivity what binds us into suffering in the end. It is this reactivity what is binding us into cycles of suffering. So what is important is to be aware, firstly, to be aware of when this happens, to bringing awareness to the moment of contact with an object and the Vedana that contact brings about, and then our reactivity, our automatic reactivity. And it is here when we can make a difference. It is here when we can make a difference. And I'm going to give just a few pointers for us to practice in this line. First of all, we need to develop sensitivity to this level of our experience, to develop this sensitivity, to become more conscious of Vedana, to start to pay attention consciously. Either we can choose one of our sense organs, maybe touch, or maybe hearing, maybe inner bodily sensations, sights, and consciously to become sensitive when we experience. Is it pleasant? Is it unpleasant? Or is it something in between? And we can do that in meditation, in formal meditation, or informally. So let's do it. Let's do a little bit of practice together, and explore that in sitting meditation. Just sitting comfortably, upright, and connecting with your anchor. It may be a part of your body that helps you to have a sense of being grounded. Or it may be the sensations of the breath. And once you feel settled, You may want to open your awareness and whatever comes into your awareness, the most prominent object that comes into your awareness, you may want to gently bring this inquiry. Is it pleasant? Unpleasant? Something in between? Whatever is most prominent in your experience, whether it is a bodily sensation, the sensations of the air on your skin, or sounds, or the thoughts that pass through your mind. Is it pleasant or unpleasant? So bringing our attention and becoming sensitive to Vedana would be my first suggestion for you to practice. And you can do this in formal meditation, in walking meditation, wonderful opportunity also to practice with that. And, you know, in whatever activity you are engaged in during the day, you can bring that investigation. Very appropriate when you go for lunch, for example, with food, etc. But also you can bring your attention to detect the moment of reactivity, of craving and aversion. To be aware of that. And one way I find particularly useful is just paying attention to the contraction that happens in the body when craving and aversion arises. To become sensitive. For me, I find the body very revealing of that, the contraction in the body. And see if it is possible to soften and relax that contraction. See if that is a possibility that you can bring when you detect that in your system, in your body, in your system. Softening and relaxing. If we practice this, it may be possible that we experience something pleasant without the contraction of the craving that wants to get it or to intensify it or holding on to it. And we can just experience something pleasant and enjoy it and appreciate it and enjoy it. There is a world of difference from enjoying and appreciating and craving. We are going to be talking about enjoyment also a lot in this retreat, something that we encourage. So that may be a possibility. And it may be also a possibility that we experience something unpleasant without the contraction of pushing away, of not wanting, of avoiding. When that happens, or to the degree that that happens, a space can open between the stimulus, the contact, and the response. And a name for that space that opens is freedom. Freedom. That's where freedom lies, in that space where a true and appropriate response can arise. More informed by wisdom instead of a reaction led by avijja, ignorance. So this investigation on Vedana is an investigation also on freedom. how we can open freedom for us, where we can find freedom for us.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.